जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरिवदधारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरिवदधारी यशोर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजाक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्र श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय ISKCON Founder Acharya's Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Bhajanane. Nira Vishesha Sunyavari Paschachide Satane. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, and today is text number 4. This is a very famous verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of many that are found in the 10th Canto. So the word meanings, nivritta, released from, tarshai, lust or material activities, upagiyamanat, which is described or sung, bhava osadat, which is the right medicine for the material disease, strotra, the process of oral reception, mana, the subject matter of thought for the mind, Abhiramat, from the pleasing vibrations from such glorification, Kahu, Uttama Shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guna Anuvadat, from describing such activities, Puman, a person, vijeta, can keep himself aloof, vina, except pasugna, either a butcher or one who is killing his own personal existence. Nivritata sharupa giyamana. Bhavo sadat chotra mano biramat. Ka uttama shloka gunanavadat. Puman virajeta vina pashugnat. Nivritta tarsher upagiyamanan. Bhavo sadat chotra mano biramat. Ka uttama shloka gunanavadat. Puman virajeta vina pashugnat. Nivritta tarsher upagiyamanan. Bhavo sadak chotra mano biramat. Ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat. Puman virajeta vina pashugnat. Sadat chotra mano biramat. Ka uttama shloka gunanavadat. Puman virajeta vina pashugnat. Nivritta tarsher upagiyamanat. Bhavo sadat chotra mano biramat. Ladies. So translation, glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system, that is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self. Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse is quite lengthy, and what I'd like to do is break it into five parts, which correspond to the paragraphs that are in the purport. Read those the paragraph, the part, and then discuss a little bit about it, and then go on, with the objective of completing the entire purport in the class today. I think it's important that we hear from Srila Prabhupada the entire purport, because in this verse and purport, Prabhupada is taking a particular mood with us that is very beneficial for us. Last night at the Sunday Feast Lecture, Thamahar Prabhu was explaining how Prabhupada's the author of so many books, and how those books have been distributed over 400 million copies worldwide. So that's Prabhupada's position, his mood as an author. And in today's verse and purport, we get another mood of Srila Prabhupada, and that is as the instructor. And his purport very nicely explains this verse in a way in which we really can take the shiksha from Prabhupada and feel that he's instructing us. I think of that mudra that's on Back to Godhead, where Prabhupada's hand is like this. Does anybody know what that mudra is called? Where he's instructing his finger up like that? Huh? Jnana mudra. Okay, so Prabhupada's in that jnana mudra, giving knowledge. And so that captures this purport here today, the mood that Prabhupada has. So we'll read like that. So purport by Srila Prabhupada. This first section is about the hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. In India, it is the practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna either from Bhagavad Gita or from Srimad Bhagavatam, in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. Although India is now fallen, when there is a message that someone will speak about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, thousands of people still gather to hear. This verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires, nirvita tarshai. Everyone within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, is full of material desires for sense enjoyment, and everyone is busy in sense gratification. But when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand the value of Krishna Katha, either in the form of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this first section of the purport, again, Prabhupada's speaking about the hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, of Krishna Katha, and he makes the distinction between those who are fortunate and those who are misfortunate. Those who are fortunate hear Srimad Bhagavatam to obtain relief from birth and death. Those who are unfortunate hear these literatures for some material benefit, to get some material gain. And the difference between the two of them is the condition of the heart. The condition of the heart. Whether one is full of material desires for sense enjoyment. Such things reside in the heart. And that will dictate how you hear Krishna Katha, either obtain relief from birth and death, which is often associated with birth in India. Fortunate birth in India means that, as Prabhupada says here, people gather by the thousands to hear a recitation. But it has to be for the right purpose. So these are the first points that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport about the hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes? I do want to allow just a short comment or question through each section.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay. So the next section of the purport is about the speaker of Krishna Katha. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. Krishna Katha is very simple. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As he himself explains, Matat Paratram Nanyat Kintirasti Dananjaya, O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Bhagavad Gita 7:7. Simply by understanding this fact, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a liberated person. But, especially in this age, because people are interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita from unscrupulous persons who depart from the simple presentation of Bhagavad Gita and distort it for their personal satisfaction, they fail to derive the real benefit. There are big scholars, politicians, philosophers, and scientists who speak on Bhagavad Gita in their own polluted way, and people in general hear from them, being uninterested in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a devotee. A devotee is one who has no other motive for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam than to serve the Lord. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to hear the glories of the Lord from a realized person, Bhagavata Parodiya Bhagavata Stani. Unless one is personally a realized soul in the science of Krishna consciousness, a neophyte should not approach him to hear about the Lord, for this is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who quotes from the Padma Purana, Avaishnava Mukundgrinam Putam Hari Katam Ritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpochistam Yatapaya. One should avoid hearing from a person not situated in Vaishnava behavior. A Vaishnava is Nivritta Trishna, that is, he has no material purpose. For his only purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness. So-called scholars, philosophers, and politicians exploit the importance of Bhagavad Gita by distorting its meaning for their own purposes. Therefore, this verse warns that Krishna Katha should be recited by a person who is Nivritta Trishna. Sukadeva Goswami epitomizes the proper reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj, who purposefully left his kingdom and family prior to meeting death, epitomizes the persons fit to hear it. A qualified reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right medicine, bhavoshadi, for the conditioned souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to train qualified preachers to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world, so that people in general in all parts of the world may take advantage of this movement and thus be relieved of the threefold miseries of material existence. So in this section on the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada also divides his instruction into two, speaking about the fortunate persons and then speaking about the unfortunate or the misfortunate persons. So who are the fortunate persons that Prabhupada speaks about? Anybody recall? Fortunate speakers are those that are liberated. Those that are liberated from material existence. And those persons come in parampara. It's interesting that in the translation, this word parampara is not there in the translation. But it's not there, let's say, explicitly, but implicitly it is there by the word strotra, the process of oral reception. Prabhupada emphasizes that oral reception means parampara, because you can hear, you can have oral reception from persons who are misfortunate, who, as Prabhupada describes here, distort the teachings for their own personal satisfaction. You can hear from them orally, but that's not parampara. Parampara means to hear from liberated persons. And liberated persons means that they have no motive except for service to the Supreme Lord. There's a practice, you know, and Prabhupada will talk about it as we're coming up in the purport here, about Bhagavat Saptaha, reciting Bhagavatam for 7 days following the recitation, the original recitation, which was for 7 days to Sukadev Goswami. Those events have become huge money makers. And people recite Bhagavatam in a very melodious fashion. I was kind of hoping today that we'd hear a couple different tunes when we chanted that verse. Last week was Garadhar Pandit's disappearance day. And he used to recite in so many different tunes the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so people become very expert at this. But when they have this motive for personal sense enjoyment, then they distort the meaning for their own purposes. And that's condemned here by Srila Prabhupada as a warning to us who to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from. So who's the right person? The liberated person, right? And who's the example of the liberated person? Sukadeva Goswami. And who's the example of a person fit to hear? Maharaj Parikshit. And what's the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement? How? Training the preachers. Training the preachers probably makes the point. That's the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. To train preachers that are liberated, no motive other than service, who can spread the true teachings around the world. Next paragraph is the subject matter. We've heard about the hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Now Prabhupada talks about the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. He says, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are so pleasing that almost anyone suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence will desire to hear the glories of the Lord from these books and thus benefit on the path of liberation. Two classes of men, however, will never be interested in hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam: those who are determined to commit suicide and those determined to kill cows and other animals for the satisfaction of their own tongues. So good luck to the Hari Nam party tonight. Although such persons may make a show of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at a Bhagavat Saptaha, this is but another creation of the karmis who cannot derive any benefit from such a performance. The word pasugna is important in this connection. Pasugna means butcher. Persons fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to the higher planetary systems must offer sacrifices, yajna, by killing animals. Lord Buddhadev therefore rejected the authority of the Vedas because his mission was to stop animal sacrifices, which are recommended in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Nindasi yajna vidher aha shruti jatam sadaya hridaya dasita pasu gatam keshava drita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha hare Gita Govinda. Even though animal sacrifices are sanctioned in Vedic ceremonies, men who kill animals for such ceremonies are considered butchers. Butchers cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness, for they are already materially allured. Their only interest lies in developing comforts for the temporary body. Bhogaishvaya prashaktanam taya paharchitetasam vyavasayatmaka buddhi samadau navadhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Bhagavad Gita 2:44. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Manushya janma pai Radha Krishna na bhajiya, janiya soniya vishay kainu. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious and who therefore does not engage in the service of the Lord is also pasugna, for he is willingly drinking poison. Such a person cannot be interested in Krishna katha because he still has a desire for material sense gratification. He is not nirvrita trishna. As it is said, Trivargikasta purusha vimukta hari medasa. Those interested in trivarga, that is, in dharma, artha, and kama, are religious for the sake of achieving a material position with which to gain better facilities for sense gratification. Such devotees are killing themselves by willingly keeping themselves in the cycle of birth and death. They cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness. So this is a rather long section of the purport, but obviously very important instruction here, because it talks about who can be fortunate and who's unfortunate or misfortunate in terms of the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. For those who are fortunate, this is very a pleasing subject matter. It's a very pleasing subject matter. All the things that we hear about Krishna and his interaction with his devotees, about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spreading the Sankirtan movement, these are all very pleasing topics. And even those topics which Tamahar touched on this last night during his lecture as well, even those topics which sometimes are a little tough to hear, still, the devotee takes them. He takes the medicine. He understands. It's medicine. So sometimes medicine is a little bitter, but it's good for you. So therefore, that means it's pleasing, even though it seems a little bitter when you're taking it. So that's for fortunate persons. They find it pleasing to hear. But there are two classes, Prabhupada says, of men who don't find it pleasing. Those who are committing suicide and those who kill animals to satisfy their own tongues. So one has to be prepared to give up, especially meat eating, if one wants to understand and relish the sweet topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, it's not possible. It's not possible. Why? Why is it not possible? Why meat eating? Why is it such a big thing? Anybody can say? Yes, push it on.
Safe to say that any of the six, according to Prabhupada, in the first canon of purport, could be included. You know, those who not only kill, but transport, or sell, or eat, or So that means that you have no idea of spirit soul. Why are you killing something in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You think there's no soul in the animal. If you think there's no soul in an animal other than under other entities, then you have no idea of your own soul. So obviously you have no qualification.
This is correct. It's pleasing to the soul. That's the point. This topics are pleasing to the soul. But if you don't know, as Pushkar Prabhu has nicely said, that the soul exists and you have no desire to search out pleasure of the soul, then what are you going to do reading Srimad Bhagavatam? You're simply going to make offense or misunderstand. I remember years ago we were doing book distribution, going to the colleges, and there was one professor I went to see. And he had a poster of Radha and Krishna in his office. And one of the exercises he did in his class was have the students see this poster and then just speculate what it meant. Speculate what it meant. And you can imagine what they speculated what it meant. This is not the way to understand the subject matter. First, there has to be some regulation. And killing animals is devoid of mercy. One can never, devoid of that mercy, one can never understand the subject matter. Now, there's two types of people that are involved in killing animals. Those that are killing simply for the palate, and those who are killing for sacrifice, as Prabhupada says here, to achieve elevation to the higher planets. They're also involved in animal killing. I was in India one time at the Radha Govinda Mandir. We know the Radha Govinda Mandir is where Prabhupada used to go to see Radha Govinda when he was a child. So I was in Calcutta and I went to that temple. And they have a nice mandap and deity room. But Radha Govinda are not there anymore. Radha Govinda were in a room upstairs, in like almost like a little closet. Downstairs there was Durga. Wow. And there happened to be a ceremony going at that time where they were actually sacrificing a goat. I actually got to be there. It was a horrible thing. You know, they're sacrificing a goat. I couldn't watch myself. A little baby goat also. They slit the throat offered to Goddess Kali. Those kind of people, Prabhupada here says, they can't appreciate the subject matter. Even if they're killing animals for elevation to higher planetary systems, they're following so-called Vedic rituals. Prabhupada says, Buddha Dev appeared to end this. One cannot achieve a taste for the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam as long as one gazes in these activities, even if they're so-called religious activities. Therefore, Bhagavatam says in the second verse, first canto, first chapter, that it's kicked out. It's the third verse, isn't it? Dharma Projita, second verse. Dharma Projita Kaitavo Tra Nirmatsaranam Satam. It's kicked out materially motivated religions. So Prabhupada makes that point here. In the next paragraph, Prabhupada turns his instructions to you and me. He starts talking to us directly. He says, what does he say? For Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna, there must be a speaker and a hearer, both of whom can be interested in Krishna consciousness if they are no longer interested in material topics. One can actually see how this attitude automatically develops in persons who are Krishna conscious. Although the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement are quite young men, they no longer read materialistic newspapers, magazines, and so on, for they are no longer interested in such topics, nivrittatarshai. They completely give up the bodily understanding of life. For topics concerning Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master speaks and the disciple hears with attention. Unless both of them are free from material desires, they cannot be interested in topics of Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master and disciple do not need to understand anything more than Krishna, because simply by understanding Krishna and talking about Krishna, one becomes a perfectly learned person. Yasmin vigate sarvam evam vigatam bhavati. The Lord sits within everyone's heart, and by the grace of the Lord, the devotee receives instructions directly from the Lord himself, who says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, sarvaśya ca aham vridisani visto matak smatir gyanam apohanam cha vedeśca sarver aham evavejo vedanta krit veda vit eva ca aham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Krishna consciousness is so exalted that one who is perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness under direction of the spiritual master is fully satisfied by reading Krishna Katha as found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and similar Vedic literatures. Since merely talking about Krishna is so pleasing, we can simply imagine how pleasing it is to render service to Krishna. So, you and me, our fortune and our misfortune. I'm sure that all of you are fortunate because Srila Prabhupada gave us his truth and he spoke it very boldly as he is here today. Straightforward and simple. They no longer read materialistic newspapers, magazines, and so on. That is my misfortune. Sometimes I read these things. But Prabhupada's so merciful that it's not like he gave this instruction and he's gone, because his books are here. He gave us these books. And he gave us this instruction, which still stands. And by his mercy, someday that instruction will stand in each one of our hearts, that we will not be interested in this material world, topics of this cosmic manifestation, but we'll be only interested in Krishna. When, oh, when will that day be mine? When that would be my consciousness. To dive into the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada is introducing with these instructions. So that's you and me, our fortune and our misfortune. And the last topic is the potency of Krishna Katha. We'll read the last section, Prabhupada's purport here. When discourses on Krishna Katha take place between a liberated spiritual master and his disciple, others sometimes take advantage of hearing these topics and also benefit. These topics are the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death. The cycle of repeated birth and death, by which one takes on different bodies again and again, is called bhava or bhava roga. If anyone, willingly or unwillingly, hears Krishna Katha, his bhava roga, the disease of birth and death, will certainly stop. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called Bhavosada, Bhavoshada, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up their material desires. But Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Kirtan, he will certainly be freed from this disease. All glories to the Sankirtan party this evening. A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, who at the end of his tapasya was fully satisfied. When the Lord wanted to give Dhruva a benediction, Dhruva refused it. Swamin kartartosmi varam nachate. My dear Lord, he said, I am fully satisfied. I do not ask for any benediction for material sense gratification. We actually see that even young boys and girls in the Krishna consciousness movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because Krishna consciousness is so potent, it gives them full satisfaction. They are no longer interested in material sense gratification. So there's no division here when we speak of the potency of Krishna Katha, of the fortunate or the unfortunate. Everyone is fortunate. that gets the opportunity to come in contact with Krishna Katha. Whether willingly or unwillingly, Krishna Katha will stop the disease of repeated birth and death. And therefore, Prabhupada has engaged us to spread. Earlier we read how the purpose of the Krishna Consciousness Movement was to train qualified preachers. And the purpose of training them is to give people the chance to hear Krishna Katha. Because by hearing it, then their birth and death will certainly stop, Prabhupada says. It will certainly stop. And so that is our mission, to give this medicine. Medicine works whether you believe in it or not. It works. You take the medicine, it interacts in your body, and you get the effect. Same way with Krishna Katha. Therefore, it's bhavoshada. It's a medicine. And there's no other way to give up material desires than hearing Krishna Katha. That gives the inner satisfaction that we're always looking for, that quiets the senses, and enables us to become truly happy in life and to relish what's coming in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are some thoughts on this very important verse that Srila Prabhupada has given us. It's the fourth verse of the first canto, first chapter of the 10th canto. He's spoken about the hearer, the qualifications of the speaker, the subject matter, you and me, and the potency of Krishna Katha. So are there any comments or questions on these subject matters? Yes, Srila Krishna Prabhu.
In the earlier days, I noticed that there used to be a lot of Spanish. In fact, we have a large congregation of Spanish devotees here. But it seems like with time, especially in the Bhagavatam, they're just a little bit, a minuscule. And I personally feel, it's just because it's very difficult for them to comprehend, comprehend the language. They just lose interest. So,
you mean the English language?
The English language, and the topic and everything, really. So, is there some suggestion that we could, we can inspire them back? Try to, get them, because, it's. I think we have a fairly large congregation here, but we're losing them.
Well, they teach Spanish at Santa Fe Community College. You can go and take a course in Spanish, and you can learn Spanish, and you can speak, and therefore you can go and hold classes among those devotees in the Spanish language. That's one way. Obviously, anyone is going to that has trouble understanding any language. Just like if you were in India and all the classes were in Hindi or Bengali, the same circumstance would happen. Therefore, in Mayapur, for instance, they have the Bengali class and they have the English class. If you go to Mayapur during the festival time, you see they have the English class in the temple, and you think, oh, so many devotees are here. But if you go any other time, the English class is upstairs in a small room. The Bengali class is there, and that's also filled with people hearing. So maybe it's our failure that we should provide facility. As there are many good Spanish preachers here, many senior devotees that speaking Spanish, so maybe we should give them facility somehow or another, encourage. I don't know what to say other than that.
You can talk.
A lot of English speakers not here too. That's true. Anyway, thank you. Mother Raga.
Hare Krishna. I was on Radhanath Maharaj's site the other day, only briefly, and I noticed that, you were saying you follow the news sometimes, that there's an Indian president, a female Indian president in India. And I didn't know what you knew about it, if probably more than I'm sure.
Probably not.
I just thought it was kind of peculiar because, you know, America seems like such the so-called progressive country, and yet, and India is such a, considered by mutas like myself, a backwards country, so to speak, and yet it was just very interesting to me. So I didn't know if anyone knew something about this.
I don't know. Maybe we can do some research and find out. Any other question, comment? Yeah, he met her also. Yes, Tribhagam?
Commit suicide, but I think it actually meant spiritual suicide.
Yeah, actually, when Prabhupada in that section of the purport, he kind of wraps it around where he says those who want to commit suicide, then those that want to kill animals. But then by the end of the section, he wraps it around where those committing suicide means they're killing animals and engaged in sense gratification and killing the soul. Atmahan, so he brings that around.
So
like
people who are committed serious offenses like blasphemers and
stuff. Well, that's committing spiritual suicide, yes. Blaspheming devotees, blaspheming the Lord, that's also spiritual suicide. Yeah, so you're right, spiritual suicide's meant there. Anything else? Anyone else? Okay, Granta Rashimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.